Brian, you talked last week about Ray Lewis being one of those warrior type players you respect in the league. Is Hines Ward another one of those guys?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just a guy that you know is going to bring a certain intensity to every game. And, you know, it takes a special guy playing the receiver position to do what he does as far as mixing it up with safeties, cornerbacks, and even linebackers sometimes, and not being afraid to do it. It takes a special guy with a lot of want to win him. He definitely has that.
He has some tricks to him maybe when he's coming down the field?
Oh, absolutely. He knows how to work his leverage. He knows how to work his putting his body in position to body a guy out, making tight catches. And he's just a gamer. Game in and game out, year in and year out, from the day he stepped into the field. He's been somebody that opened eyes early and continues to open eyes now.
Brian, it seems like you guys have emphasized physicality all season. And the last week, maybe it was the first week where you didn't come out on top in that area. Can you talk about what happened last week in that respect? And does Pittsburgh present sort of a similar challenge as Baltimore?
Well, absolutely. It's a team that is built on tough physical guys. And before I was born, obviously, they've been playing a certain way. And that hasn't changed to this day. Last week was last week. We got out, did some things in the second half that was not like us defensively. I'm getting out of our gaps. I think we're trying to do too much towards the end. And he gave us some scores that we usually don't give up. And so, you know, we learn from those mistakes. And we're going to move forward this week to make sure that those mistakes don't creep up if the game is a close one towards the end.
But do you feel like you can match up physically with anybody, including?
It's about us doing what we do. We're not trying to match somebody. We're trying to be who we are. When you're matching somebody, that means, to me, that's saying that they are a team that's above you and you're trying to build up to them. We feel like we are who we are, and if we go out and do what we're supposed to do, we feel like we have a chance to win every game.
Brian, Coach McDaniels has said that the Steelers, despite the stats, are the same team. Physical up front, still got a good running back, Ben. Do you think the evolution of Santonio Holmes has maybe added a new dimension to the Steeler offense?
Obviously we always point towards Hines and what he does, Ben and what he does for this team. You know, being able to keep plays alive and a physical team. But, man, he's been doing some work out there. I don't know if it's going unnoticed by a lot of people, but not to me, even when I played him last year when I was with the Eagles. I knew where he was because usually I was to his side. And so I know the playmaking potential he has when he gets the ball in his hands to break tackles and then that game-breaking receiver's deep threat that he can be. So I definitely don't look past this guy, not even a little bit, because I know how much he brings to the table.
Brian, when Ben Roethlisberger started, I mean, he's been playing since he was, you know, basically in the league. Started off very conservative, but he's shown a lot of evolution through his career. One of the craftiest, wiliest, capable quarterbacks in the league. He's talked about Ben's skills now as a playmaker and a leader on this team.
I think he just became more and more comfortable of what he was already able to do. Once you do some things and you see a lot of success from doing it, then you're obviously going to continue to do it. And so some of the things that he's doing now, I don't know if he would have tried to do it in the beginning, but he's seeing it. The things are working now, pumping the ball and being able to keep the play alive. And so, you know, a lot of times they're giving up sacks, but a lot of that is because he believes so much in his potential or ability to break tackles to keep the play alive that he'll hold the ball a little longer. So I think that's just all about him and his comfort level and his confidence in his abilities.
Where do you rate him? Is he one of the elite quarterbacks in this league?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Two-minute drives, especially being able to keep plays alive and making big plays when they're needed to. You saw that. You seen it last year. You saw it in the Super Bowl. So you know this guy can get the job done. So we have – I mean, it's going to be a whistle-to-whistle. I mean, we try to play whistle-to-whistle anyway. But when you have a quarterback with the potential to break tackles and to keep the play alive in the secondary, it's definitely a whistle-to-whistle game for us.
Brian, you've been around Elvis now for a little bit of time. What do you think has allowed him to make the transition so seamlessly, it seems, from, you know, DN to outside linebacker in the new scheme?
I think the first of all is the want to. Believing in, you know, himself and what his God-given abilities are. And then just going out and listening to what Mike is telling them to do. and believing that it is going to be where Mike says it's going to be. And from there, man, the guy has some talent regardless. Outside of the moving him to wherever you want to move him at, there are certain things that Elvis can do. And we know one of those things is rush the passer with the best of them.
Have you seen, because you're behind the scenes of practice and everything, have you seen that kind of the progression, leaps and bounds or steady progression from, you know, off season until now?
I've only been behind him this year, so all I've seen is Elvis working and doing what he does. And so I don't know, I wasn't here last year to see if, you know, how he played last year to this year.
I just meant from the first time you saw him until now, you know, how much more comfortable he looks or anything in that role?
It was hard. If he was uncomfortable, let's just say it like this, it was hard for me to tell if he was uncomfortable doing it.
Do you see any similarities between him and James Harrison in terms of the way they play, their bodies?
Well, obviously they're, they're guys that are lower to the ground already. And some people call them short. I'll just say they're lower to the ground. And that gives them advantage. That really does, because it's not too many 6'7" guys that's going to be able to get down, get lower than them, and get the leverage back. So they're going to play the game most of the times with the leverage already in their favor. And then both of those guys have motors. I'm talking about won't stop until the whistle is blown, or until they get close enough to the quarterback to do what they need to do and have to bring them down. So both of those guys are built of the same kind of mold as far as the motors, the low build. And once again, I'll bring up that word want to. Both of them want to have success and actually believe in themselves that they're going to do it.
Brian is one of the preeminent safeties in the league. You spoke highly of and had a lot of respect for one of your brethren last week in Ed Reed. Another great safety you're going to be playing against.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What does he do for that team?
Oh, man. Troy's all over the place. He's just one of those guys that I put on film and I just love to watch him play. And I'm not ashamed or afraid to say that I put on some tapes and watch those guys to see what he does and see if I can steal some things. And because that's how great of a safety he is. Moving around, not afraid to show different disguises and be able to get to his deep third or deep half. And that, all those things confuses the offense. We all know that. But the thing that kind of sets those guys apart is their playmaking potential when the ball is in the air to close on it and to get it. He and Ed are blessed with the ability to be able to do that. I think Darren is another guy, Sharper, is the same type of thing. When the ball is in the air, for a lot of us, it's PBUs. For those guys, it's interceptions. And so the opportunity for him to make plays is always there, so you always have to know where he is. So he's definitely a guy that I love to watch play.
Did it occur to you that making the Pro Bowl in this conference would be a little tougher?
if that happens, it happens. My desire, first of all, was to help this team. And if helping this team gets me over there, then I'll welcome it. But I already knew what we had over here. And it's not just those guys. We have some other pretty daggum good, you know, we have the safety over there with the Patriots is doing some good things. So it's some good safeties over here. And I think that's a great thing.